Cardiff, how may I help you? Hello?
Hello, hi, who am I speaking to?
My name is Ruben, I'm with the Bank of Cardiff.
Hi, Ruben. I'm on with somebody from Bank of Cardiff, too. I was telling him, I've been trying to get a hold of Dennis, and this is his phone number in his website and his emails he's sending me, 858-519-5315, and it keeps answering with you.
Not a problem. Actually, he's been out for a couple of days, so the call's been forwarded to me. How can I help you out today?
I got it. Okay. Hang on, let me hang up with there. Okay, I'll talk to Ruben, all right? Thanks. Bye. Okay, so he's been trying to get a package from me for some time, but every time I try to email it, it never goes through. We've tried various emails. Last Friday, I finally found a way to get it through to him. And okay. He said, I'll call you on Monday, and I started calling on Wednesday because I never heard from him, but now, you know, obviously he's out. Do you know who's working on my file?
I'm actually a supervisor here, so I can look up almost all files, so it's kind of got that little power here. What's your company name?
Distinctive Properties, Del Mar, California.
Oh, I'm jealous.
Yeah.
Okay, give me a second. I'm loading it up. Bear with me.
Aren't you guys just located like in Orange County or something?
No, we're in San Diego.
Oh, you're in San Diego, okay. Are you a deposit bank too, or are you just loans?
We're a non-deposit bank. We are not FDIC insured.
Okay.
All right, give me a second. All right, I think I've got your file here. Distinctive Properties. Robert Hamsey.
Mm-hmm. That's it.
Okay. All right, I've got a lot of notes. And I can get Dennis's email access and forward it to anything that you sent over to him. So what are you trying to, what is this call regarding? I'm kind of starting from square one. So just let me know what you're trying to do and I can see if I can help you out.
Well, he'd been soliciting me for a while, and about business funding, and then I finally called him, and he told me about some of the programs that he has, and so I said I would send him the information. Then it was a real problem because I think your email kept spamming my AOL. So finally, I sent it from one of our other proprietary emails, and he finally got it on Friday.
Okay, so the notes that I have is that you've done some loans with companies like Yellowstone and New Era Lending, and you're looking for something better. Is that correct?
That's correct.
Okay.
This is really not suited to my business, that kind of capital.
Okay. Give me a second. All right, so I can get your file accessed. I guess can I ask you a few basic questions?
Sure.
Okay, and I don't necessarily trust the notes of salespeople, so I kind of sometimes like to hear it straight from the horse's mouth. How much money are you looking for right now? If it, the terms work, how much are you looking for?
Well, that's a good question. You know, I've never gone to one of these ancillary companies and set the number.
I'm sorry, and Robert? Robert? Hello?
Are you there?
Yeah, I thought I lost
you.
Yeah, I can hear you. Can you hear me?
Okay. Yeah, I was saying I never...
And by the way, I'm looking at your email real quick. Give me a second. Hold on. All right, so what I have here is I have a Bob Hamsey at Gmail, but you say is that the one that the email should be coming from?
Well, we tried three, And we finally got it through on rhamsey@deepropertiesinc.com, I think is when you finally got it from. But any of those emails will go right to me.
Okay. Okay, cool. All right, so like I said, in a perfect world, how much money are you looking for right now?
Well, what I was trying to say when we got cut off is when I started with non-traditional money like this, I used to just send the package and let them tell me what they could do reasonably. I mean, I've had big, big offers, but financially, I don't think my company could have handled it. So the biggest one I ever had was $250. In the old days, when we had local banks, I've done much more than that when I had other companies. So I don't think it'd be worth my while for anything less than $100, but we're expanding pretty good right now. And, you know, opening up other divisions of the company too. So we're looking for some capital that doesn't, you know, where in 2 months you've given back half of what you borrowed already. That make sense to you?
Gotcha. Well, here's what I could tell you. What's going on? Give me a second.
Yep.
So here's my thought process, and I like to speak to customers a little differently than most people in our industry because I can kind of see the forest of the trees. You've gone to all these different. Is it true you do about $60 million a year in sales? Is that correct?
Probably a little more.
Okay. And what is your line of business? You know, the phone line is driving me crazy. I'm going to reset my phone and call you right back. Is that okay?
Yeah, let me give you my cell number.
It's all right, what is it?
760.
Okay.
685.
Okay.
7466.
7466. Okay, yeah, give me 10 seconds, okay?
You got it.
Thank you.